News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Shawnee County deputies and police are searching for a suspect who allegedly tried to abduct a 14-year-old girl along a rural road earlier today. Sheriff's Detective Sergeant Gordon Kowaleski said the incident happened at 1:10 p.m. The victim was walking along a sand road between cornfields in a town of Burnhamwood Farm. He said the male subject tried to grab her. Kowaleski said the person of interest has been identified. He's a white male, 6'2", wearing a black sweatshirt or long-sleeve t-shirt, lighter blue jeans with holes in them, and white tennis shoes. The girl did escape the subject and flee to a nearby residence where she called authorities. Wisconsin kids who return to school next week are likely to be in more crowded classrooms than those from 8 years ago. The Wisconsin Budget Project is out with a new report showing the numbers of public school teachers dropped by 4,300 statewide in a seven-year period ending in May of 2012. The group cites figures from the National Center for Education Statistics, and they show that Wisconsin had 15.5 students for each teacher in the 2011-12 school year. That's up from 14.3 students per instructor in the 2004-05 term. The numbers seem to back up what state educational officials reported recently. They say the Badger State had almost 101,000 full-time staff members in the last school year, from administrators to teachers to support workers, and that was about 3,000 fewer than 5 years ago. The latest Marquette University Law School poll shows no change. The race for governor is a dead heat. Andrew Beckett has more.
The poll shows incumbent Republican Governor Scott Walker leading Democrat Mary Burke 48-44 among registered voters, while Burke leads 49-47 among likely voters. Poll director Charles Franklin says both are within the margin of error.
The last 3 months of the governor's race have been remarkably flat. None of these changes from month to month are statistically significant, and none of the margins between the two candidates is statistically significant.
The poll of 815 registered voters and 609 likely voters was conducted between...
6 men have been arrested in a human trafficking sting operation in the Duluth Superior area. One suspect from Wisconsin, the other 5 from Minnesota. 51-year-old Ronald Provost from Foxborough is charged in Douglas County with felony counts of child enticement, plus causing teens to view sexual activity. Authorities said Provost responded to a fake internet ad placed by detectives. That's where a 15-year-old girl offered sex for money. Police said he arranged to meet the youngster at a hotel in Superior after he sent an explicit photo. Foxborough free on a $1,000 cash bond. He'll have a preliminary hearing yet this week. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy with a low of 51. We'll have a light breeze from the east. Increasing clouds with rain and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon Thursday. Expect a high of 70. Thunderstorms and rain Thursday night, maybe heavy at times, and that'll taper to scattered showers very late into the overnight. Low 59. Mostly cloudy and a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday. Expect a high of 75. There's a chance of rain on Saturday, but nice on Sunday. Your Labor Day Monday outlook, humid with thunderstorms likely. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.